Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hey, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whatever type of accident you get in, nobody wants to, but if you do, you do need representation. So if it's car, motorcycle, industrial, construction, the Daspit Law Firm has you covered. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com. And a big shout-out to John Daspit. Big shout-out to a guy who had an outstanding game. First multi-goal game in his career. Memo Rodriguez picking up 2 in the Dynamo's 3-2 victory over the Vancouver Whitecaps. And he joins us now. Memo, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, mission accomplished, I would say. 7 out of 9 points in the first 3 games at home. It's a nice cushion going into this break, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. I think it's good for the team to start off on a good foot. Obviously, it was unfortunate that we couldn't advance in the Champions League, but now our main focus is on the league, and you know, we're going to try our best to win every game possible.
He's Memo Rodriguez, and you know, we got to give a shout out to your youth club, the Houstonians, and then I guess at 16 you transitioned into the Dynamo Academy, and it's important to make sure we recognize a lot of the great people that were a part of your career. But at some point, I got to think you get tired of, hey, you know, he's the local guy. What I said the other day via social media was, he's a professional. That's what he is.
Hey, yeah, I'm obviously growing up, I started off with the Houstonians, and obviously Dennis Lewis and Alfonso Luqueta were one of the main guys that recruited me to the Houstonians. And then obviously, you know, the academy's progressed, and the academy at that time was getting big. So I had to transition to a team in Houston. And obviously I thought, me and my mom thought it was best for me to move to the Houston Dynamo, because it was only academy to have a pro team. So it was a good transition, and we're here now and scoring goals in front of my family, and it's an amazing experience to have my family and friends to see me during games.
Yeah, and everybody loving the fact that you have the local connection as well, and there's nobody that can place a higher value on that than the franchise. Before you went to the Houstonians, what age did you go to them? Who worked with you when you were a little kid as well?
So I was all over the place. Obviously, I was from a small town, but back in my small town, it was just the Boys and Girls Club, so it was everybody in school, so it was mostly friends. And then from there, I just transitioned from Sealy, Texas. Then I went to Rosenberg, Texas, and it was called Cruz Azul back in the day. And then obviously, I had to make a bigger step and move to Houston. I went to this team named Aguila for a bit in Southwest, I believe. And then from there, ODP was huge back in the day, so that's where Dennis Lewis and Alfonso Luqueta recruited me. ODP was big, and it was the best players in South region. So from there, I progressed, and Houstonian, I was there since 12, maybe 11 to 16, so 5 to 6 years, and it was development-wise, I think it was a good experience for me. Just the magnitude of coaching that I got there from Dennis Lewis and various other coaches. And then obviously I transitioned myself to the Houston Dynamo Academy, where James Clarkson also helped me a lot in my development and gave me the opportunity to train with the first team.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm glad you were able to tell that story about where you went around, because I think that's important for people to hear. We're talking to Memo Rodriguez. So now you're amongst the only seven players in Major League Soccer with three goals right now. I just we're interviewing one tonight on this show, also Jordan Morris of the U.S. Men's National Team. So it's exciting for you. Now, a couple of things I loved about these goals you scored, because you were so aware of the moment to get into the penalty area. You were just Johnny on the spot. You were the fastest to get there when Albert Elise, let's say, stripped a defender. Your commitment to get in the box was something special in this game.
Yeah, I think Wilmer also implemented that since RGV, when I played on the wing. He said it's a lot of times in video, I wouldn't make that run to the back post, and he's like, you make that run in the back post and you're going to score a lot of goals. And I think that's really second nature to me now, that I got to get in the box, crash the box in the second post to score goals. And obviously with Albert's speed, I have to be faster than him. Whenever he's got his head down and going at defenders, I got to be there beforehand because he's just faster than me. So I got to read that. And I think it was a very good game plan for us against Vancouver, and thankfully it worked out.
Memo Rodriguez joining us. Houston Dynamo now two wins and a draw in Major League Soccer play. They take 7 out of 9 points near the top of the Western Conference and off to a very, very good start. You know, look, being prepared, being ready for your opportunity. I've spoken to you a lot. I've watched you. I've watched the discipline and the effort that you put on a daily basis. You are a very humble young man. But being prepared for that moment, and then now being in that moment in these games and taking your opportunity as a starter, you know, this mental preparation means a lot when you get these opportunities, right?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, I've been in limited minutes throughout my career, and I think at the beginning it was very frustrating for me because I knew of the qualities and the type of caliber of player that I could bring on to the tables, to the team. And I think patience is the key right now for me. I think in my mentality, I have that if I don't start, if I don't play, if I don't come off the bench, that I'm always ready for the next game or the next training session to get better. And then whenever my time comes, that I have to be ready and make a difference. And it's working out so far, and I continue 3 goals, hopefully to get many more, and just keep focused. Be patient because it's a long season, and I got to keep working hard and help the team win.
Memo Rodriguez, Houston Dynamo, joining us. Had a pair of goals in a 3-2 victory over the Vancouver Whitecap. Now has 3 on the year. You know, when you look at this team and the difference in it now with some of the personnel, you do get the feeling this is a better team.
Yeah, I think we're definitely starting to click as a team, getting rhythm. I think the rotation's been good. Everybody's getting to know each other a little bit better. And I think a big key for us now moving forward is getting possession of that ball. And I think we showed that we can possess the ball against Vancouver. And for me, I think that was a big key for us, keeping the ball, moving them side to side and exploiting wide areas and creating chances. And I think moving forward, that's going to be a new key to our main competitive and focus is keeping the ball and just trying to kill teams with possessions. And from the past, you know, we were very direct, and now we can do both. We can direct, and then we can keep the ball. So we can catch teams by surprise this year.
Yeah, and Wilmer Cabrera has mentioned that a lot, Memo. We've heard him talk about that on numerous occasions this year, that we do have to have a better possession game. I would think that's part of the key to establishing a much better and much needed road record this coming year, because through possession you can manage games. Is that part of the thinking?
Yeah, for sure. I mean you keep the ball, you do less defending, and I think that's the best defending is keeping the ball. Going into games, you know, we play 3 games at home, and I think we did a very good job possessing the ball. I think there's a little bit of tweaks that we need to do defensively, but overall I think we're all defending as a team now, and you know, moving forward in away games, you know, we haven't had the fortune to win a lot of games away, and I think that's going to be a big key for us going to away games, is keeping the ball and creating chances. And I think in this league, there's going to be away games that are going to be tough, and we're going to get 1, 2, three chances, and I think we're going to have to be clinical inside the box and finish those three chances and stick out the road win and you know, really grind defensively to win games away.
All right, let me go back to the possession, because you feel it's very improved, and it does look like it's improved from the outside. What do you think the reason is?
I think, you know, teams are figuring us out that we're very direct. Obviously, we have three guys up top, Romel, Albert, and Mauro, that were very direct and fast with good pace. And I think there's a lot of teams now just that are play away, and they defend for their lives. Because in this league, any away game is very tough. I mean, I think statistically it's very, very tough to win games on the road. And I think guys are figuring this out. Teams are figuring this out. And I think we have to, you know, we have to adjust to that, and we have to implement possession. And I think we're going on a good road to doing that. And I think it's going to be very key for us, like I said, to keep the ball home and away games in order for us to get a win.
We're talking to Memo Rodriguez, Dynamo 3-2 victors over the Vancouver Whitecaps. The environment against Tigres, both here in Houston and in Monterrey in the CONCACAF Champions League, what was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, I think it was, obviously over there, it was a beautiful experience. And obviously here too, I mean, you can see that there's fans everywhere for their team. And I think moving forward, I think we could get that type of fan base if, you know, we're doing things right. Obviously, our main focus is not the attendance, is to get a victory. And I think we're doing our job and getting the win. And I think later on, we're a fun team to watch. We scored three goals here, and then obviously two wins, and then we played Montreal and got a win there as well. You know, we're a fun team to watch, and I think a lot of people are going to see that, and then more people are going to show up to games, and I think we just got to keep focused and keep doing our job to get the wins.
Yeah, I mean, even 2 years ago, you know, when you guys were scoring a boatload of goals at home and winning games, and you know, I was like, okay, I would imagine this is going to affect the attendance, and it really didn't move the needle. So I'm really hoping that's true what you're going to say, that you guys, because this last game was very, very entertaining with Vancouver. It's a five-goal game. The good guys win. You had the late winner from Morrow in one of the home games. So it's all exciting stuff. We just got to get more fans out there to support you and see Memo Rodriguez knocking in goals, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to keep on doing our job, but hopefully goes for me and anybody on the team for us to get the victory. And I think winning will make its work so people can come out and see the exciting team.
Long-term, Memo, and I know this is long-term, but, you know, when you go into a season like this, do you set goals? You know, last year you had 400 to 500 minutes. Do you say, you know, this year I want to break 1,800, you know, I want to score 7 goals. What type of goal setting do you do as an athlete?
Yeah, I mean, I think since I wasn't playing as much, I didn't set any goals. And it's weird because this year I actually set some goals, a goal actually for me, or two goals for me this year. And I think I said to myself that I was going to score 7 goals this season and obviously get more playing time. Those two were the goals that I set for myself. And it's crazy to think, like, out of nowhere that I wanted to set goals to myself. And, you know, I'm having this, I'm fortunate enough to score 3 goals in the 2 games that I started. And it's can't even believe it myself right now. And 7 goals, 4 goals away from that, you know, but I'm going to keep on pushing for more. But those were the two main goals that I set for myself, is play a lot more and then obviously score 7 goals this season. And obviously I want to contribute in assist and any way possible to help this team win.
Well, listen, Memo, thank you so much for coming on. Keep scoring goals, because on the Cube, we love goal calls with Memo Rodriguez. That's always a fun thing to do on a weekend. So I'm putting out a message to you. I'd like to do that more often. So keep scoring the goals, okay?
Yes, sir. That's the plan, and we're going to keep on moving forward and keep working hard to get more wins.
Outstanding. Memo, thank you so much for coming on the program again. Congratulations on the wonderful game against Vancouver.
Hey, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Memo Rodriguez. Now, you know, how important is he as a symbol now to the Dynamo Academy players, but to youth soccer players all throughout Houston. One of your locals makes it. This type of modeling is essential, and I use the word essential again, for young players in a community. That's why you want a team here in Houston that when it runs out the tunnel has three or four locals on the field. And that is a distinct possibility, and that can happen. And your greatest example of it really is Memo Rodriguez. And probably prior to that, it would have been Tyler Derrick, although Tyler Derrick really didn't have an academy to come through. He was brought in after being in college for a while. And the guy who really deserves the tremendous work with him was Tim Handley. Boy, did he do some outstanding goalkeeping work with Tyler Derrick. But Memo Rodriguez is an incredible symbol here as a player that has played the game locally and produced. As a little kid there, I guarantee you, at the Vancouver game at BBVA Compass Stadium, who was going, yeah, I want to be Memo one day. Same thing happened with me when I used to go to watch the New York Cosmos. And back then, there weren't many Americans on the field. And the one or two that were usually a defender or a goalkeeper in a lot of cases, especially the earlier years. And, you know, you'd look at him with your friends and you'd go, man, you know, we want to be that guy. You know, we'd be in the sixth row at the stadium and then we'd go, well, man, we can play as good as him, or, you know, all the things that young people would say. But the fact that there were American guys on the field, that you could say, wow, these guys bring hope and possibility to one day be out here as a professional soccer and playing the game. That's what Memo Rodriguez does for the Houston Dynamo. Now, the challenge for the Dynamo, Paul Holacker, and this entire club is there needs to be more Memo Rodriguezes. No question. We're a city of 6.5 million people. Forget the past. It's on to the future. Produce players that can actually come into this team, that are not marketing tools, that can actually go on the field and contribute like Memo Rodriguez. And, boy, I'm having fun watching him play. All right, before we take a break here, good note here for my friends down at Advantage BMW. I've driven one for years. I've leased. I've owned from Advantage BMW. I love the drive. I got a 5 Series. Love it. The other thing I love is the customer service at BMW. Second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered with sales, service, and finance. And it can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Get in there. Say hello to Philip. Say hello to Justin. They love soccer and football. And that will do it tonight here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 as we wrap things up in style. Big thank you to Andrew Carlson, Victor Ariza. Again, podcast at podcastarena.com. Also on iTunes. Get over to Facebook. Hit us up, Soccer Matters. By the way, there's a shop over there. We got incredible T-shirts, orange, red for you Liverpool and United fans. Repping the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 show. So if you purchase those, 20% goes back to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And again, my superstars of the week, the Cy-Fair Dynamo Soccer Club for hosting Kick Cancer this past weekend, $3,000 earned, pediatric cancer awareness, great contributions from Dynamo players and Dash players and young cancer patients that have beaten it, that are playing in college, like at Trinity, Blake Lieberman. Just a wonderful, wonderful day out there. We had Josh Gardner, who won 2 MLS Cups with L.A. and Sporting Kansas City. But a huge thank you to the Cy-Fair Dynamos, Olivier Finidori, and their staff. That does it for tonight. Next week, it's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central, and we will do a wrap-up of the U.S.-Chile game next Wednesday. Remember, soccer matters.